Peters reporting.
More stories at townhall.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Lederman. It took 15 months, but police have made an arrest in a murder case on Jacksonville's west side. JSO says 39-year-old Ray Smith had been a person of interest from early on in their investigation into the beating of a man who was found in a home on James Road in November 2018. He died a month later, a week before Christmas. Now, Smith is in jail without bond, facing murder and armed assault charges. The name of the man who died has not been made public. A St. Augustine landlord says he never expected to find a pig in his place when he evicted tenants from his property. Carl Brav says those tenants got behind in their rent, so he kicked them out. He tells First Coast News that when he went to clean up the place, he found that they let a full-grown pig live there too, something definitely not kosher in the lease. The damage caused by the porker came to around $2,000. Brav says he'll be more careful who he rents to from now on. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. We're expecting a mix of sun and clouds today and a high of 84 degrees. Lots of rain expected tonight with a low of 56 and right now 70 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Wall Street Journal reports the Federal Education Department is investigating some colleges for bringing in billions of dollars of donations from foreign countries and not reporting it. A new poll says family members have a bigger influence than other groups or media when it comes to decisions made at the ballot box. And after Bernie Sanders wins in New Hampshire and still leading in the national poll, several union groups are now publicly coming out against the candidate over the issue of Medicare for all.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Have you noticed there's a similarity between the media and the more moderates in the Democratic Party? Something we saw like Trump back in 2016. The media couldn't stand him. Republican establishment couldn't stand Donald Trump. I don't agree with any of Bernie Sanders' issue. I'm just saying you have to look at the similarities. Yeah. They are there.
Yeah,
folks.
Not just similarities, but they share ideologies and probably
agendas. No, they don't
agendas.
Share all yeah. the ideologies on that. I said similarities as far as the campaigns. What ideologies would they share?
Well, I'm thinking the media people tend to believe in the same things that a lot of the Democrats believe in.
I was talking about Trump and Bernie.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway. Roger, I ain't worried about the audience. I'm worried about you got to keep me straight on this one. I'm the one who's going to mess up anyway.
All right.
Hey, it's good to have everybody here. We're coming up on 5 minutes after 6 a.m. Sit back. As you know, this show is the three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. All right, let's get on with a lot of the news. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. One of the things that we love doing on this radio show, we get a lot of good compliments from a lot of you out there. We talk about a lot of issues that are mainstream that some people sit back and go, man, I didn't realize that was a top issue today or this week. That's one thing that makes this show separated from everybody else. But let's talk about some of the other issues. Speaking about mainstream, are Bernie's issues all mainstream now? Listen to the media. They see, uh-oh, maybe everybody else is feeling the burn out there. Now MSNBC, where are all these people questioning Bernie, the rest of the liberal views out there, claiming that the Dems, listen to these clips, these montages, the moderate lane. It looks like the moderates still have a voice in the Democratic primaries. MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell.
Well, you've got more than 50%, if you combine Buttigieg and Klobuchar and some of the other candidates, are in that moderate lane.
Really? You want to call Buttigieg and Klobuchar, what are they moderate on? Compared to Bernie, maybe?
Well, I think they're probably looking at, you know, the support for the Green New Deal and Medicare for All.
They yeah. support. They support all that. They just support a lighter version of it. Okay, so yeah. I guess that's what makes them moderate.
Not so. As extreme as
so
Bernie.
So is this a rejection of Bernie Sanders and the liberal or progressive voters who are the most energetic, the most passionate? And how do you deal with them if they are rejected? Let's talk about Bloomberg's chances as we've seen the results from New Hampshire. You've got more than 50% of the vote was in the moderate lane.
Again, I keep asking, do you think Buttigieg is a moderate? Do you think Klobuchar is a moderate? Listen to more of the media.
And the combined total of Buttigieg and Klobuchar tells you that Bernie Sanders, while winning here, has got a long way to go to build a coalition to win this nomination.
The moderate lane appears a little wider today.
It's a little wider. It's still a little crowded, though.
The moderate. Claire, I think it's fair to say you represent the centrist left. So, assuming that's the case,
What does your lane of the party do here?
You look, a lot more people are voting for a more moderate, pragmatic approach to the problems we face.
Really, a lot more moderates? Again, you want to call Klobuchar? You want to call Pete Buttigieg a moderate out there? Listen to CNN's Jake Tapper. Bernie Sanders' views are now Democrats' mainstream issues.
Bernie Sanders, in many ways, has been pulling the Democratic Party with him to the left, I guess that's the other way, to the left. And Medicare for all, Green New Deal, increase in the minimum wage, all of these proposals that he's been pushing for years are now basically in the Democratic mainstream, more or less. Now we have the voters coming with.
Again, one more time, we talked about the polls over the past week. The majority of Democrats believe that Bernie is right on the man to take care of the economy, not the, quote, more moderates. Again, I don't know any, maybe Biden and Bloomberg may have a couple of moderate views, but the overall of the party, not there. Remember Chris Matthews back in 2008 after the election of Barack H. Obama.
In this case of this election, the feeling most people get when they hear a Barack Obama speech, I felt this thrill going up my leg. I don't have that too often.
Steady.
No, seriously, it's a dramatic event. He speaks about America in a way that has nothing to do with politics.
Now, Chris Matthews in 2020, do you still have that thrill up your leg with the candidates running for office?
What are my thoughts? I'm not happy. I'm not happy with this field. I think they got to find a candidate for president that can beat Trump.
And you don't think anybody in this field
I'm looking.
Can beat Trump?
I'm still looking.
Still looking.
What's the problem?
Obvious problems. They're all problems. Bernie Sanders is not going to be president of the United States. There'll be there some old guy with some old literature from this socialist party to that trying to sell it.
And this is a liberal talking now.
But what's funny is the reason I'm
self-described.
Laughing, how many of y'all have been to a political event and you, or a gun show or a union hall?
Uh-huh.
And you got a guy who just stands out. He's just nobody wants to get around him because he puts hands on all this Area 51 propaganda. That's exactly how I'm picturing Bernie Sanders.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow. Well, you know what? Bernie Sanders just, you know, right now is leading on one New Hampshire, got the popular in Iowa, and he very well may get the nomination.
Listen to Charles Lane from the Washington Post. Now, remember, the Bernie bros think that the system is rigged, but he's winning, okay? Charles Lane from the Washington Post says, will the Bernie supporters turn out if they don't get the nomination for the Democrat?
Whatever else you can say about Bernie Sanders, he has passionate people behind him. People feel strongly pro and con about Bernie Sanders, which is why it's hard for the party to really, you know, either live with him or live without him. And the real drama of this situation is that that's their dilemma in the fall. They are going to need Bernie's people to beat Donald Trump, unquestionably. But will Bernie's people turn out in massive numbers for anyone except for Bernie?
You know, it reminds me back of the album The Joshua Tree from U2 back in 1986 and 1987. That theme song should be "I Can Live With or Without You." Remember that? I can't sing for a living. Again, that's why I talk. Okay. That should be. I mean, can you? I mean, think about it. Again, The similarities, folks. Some of you don't like it, but It is true. The big speculation was, and Trump, I don't think said this, but some of the Trump supporters were saying,
right,
remember if Trump would have got shafted at the convention or the delegates, he would have gone third party, or his people would not have supported the Republican nominee. The same thing could be said and asked about Bernie.
Right, right. Now, if Bernie does get the nomination for the Democrats, and who knows what's going to happen, I just looked at a head-to-head poll between Sanders and Trump. I know we're still a bit away from Election Day, but Sanders leads Trump in every one of the polls except one right now.
Some of the battleground states, they've changed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's kind of interesting takes. That's fine. Let's go back. Remember yesterday we talked to you about a story where owners, franchise owners, and bosses of a Taco Bell, follow me for a second. I might want to focus on this. We did that yesterday. We're ticked off because employees kept showing up late. And they put a sign on your window saying, "We apologize, we're not open because we have lazy rear-end employees. They're not follow up on time." And Roger asked a question. Doesn't that make the restaurant look bad? In some cases, it does. I asked the question, can you tell me what's worse, that or a food inspection? Food inspection would kill that local, not people not showing up on time.
Yeah.
Okay. But I kept asking the question, why are young people more lazy these days? Well, Career Builder. Everybody knows of CareerBuilder.com. Irina Novoselsky. She is the CEO. There's a group called Generation Z. I guess they kind of, that's 23 and older, whatever.
Right.
They kind of lump them in with the generation or the millennium out there. They are forcing employers to make changes to the company's cultures, diversity and inclusion. And some of the people, listen to a couple of clips here, when it comes to the young people, they don't know how to fill out a resume. So companies instead are trying to look for skills. Well, I thought the skills were based on the resume.
That they're doing is they're approaching the job market very differently in that they don't consider resumes in the same way that previous generations have. 50% of them don't have a resume. 50% of them that don't have a resume don't necessarily know how to build it. And we've really invested and changed our algorithm to make it more skills-based search instead of experience search. The things that we're seeing with companies is they're no longer looking for 100% experience, but different now. And employers are being much more open-minded into really interpolating what you could do or what you could be good at.
Now, the question is, how I look into this, listen, I'm not the greatest when it came to a resume as a young guy, which I still am, but at least I try to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Folks, for crying out loud, you can get a resume online. Now they don't want to fill out a resume. They just want to show up. It gets worse, folks. This is why I'm saying what's happened to our young generation out there. Generation Zers are also telling their employers, you need to get more involved when it comes to issues. 3/4 of 18 to 30-year-olds expect the company they work for to take a stand on issues like equal rights, climate change, also like immigration. And many of the Generation Zers, are you ready for this? They get the job, maybe this is because the economy is so good, they won't even show up to work. And or if they want to quit their job, they don't even give a notice. Again, this is CareerBuilders.com CEO Irina Novinsky. Listen to this.
But another thing is turnover and ghosting, right? So we're seeing higher turnover on the millennial side, and we're actually seeing ghosting on Gen Z. So they just take a job and do not show up, or they quit a job and do not let their employer know. They just don't show up and leave a badge.
Roger, we didn't do this years ago. You give a 2-week notice.
At least.
But if you left there on halfway, okay, at least you did. They're not even showing up. Here's a minute left before we get a good break. Here's what I'm getting at. There's a culture mentality out there, and I'm trying to put my finger on it, and I don't want to blame all the schools. You bring up a lot of points. It's the parents.
I do believe.
Lazy rear end, young people out there, and where's it coming from?
I think, honestly, it goes back to mom and dad, to be frank with you. Sometimes dad's not around at all. Mom is probably too busy. Maybe the parents are overwhelmed, or maybe they don't show up to anything on time themselves.
I mean, I don't know, that could be a good point.
Where mom and dad are always late everywhere, then you think that's normal.
Coming up next, presidents, I'll wait till you listen to Sheila Jackson Lee. She's like Maxine Waters. Trump's budget goes back to the days of slavery. I'm not making this up. Wait till you hear the clip. Also, coming up next, college donations. Big story today from the Wall Street Journal. Colleges raking in millions to billions and not reporting it. Oh, guess where they're coming from? Countries we would consider people you need to be watching, like some of our enemies. We've got a lot of stories. Sit back. A lot of guests lined up for you today. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We have our regular buildup at NAS Jacks, but just add a couple extra minutes and expect it to go away shortly. That's our regular buildup at NAS Jacks. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
We'll see a mix of sun and clouds today and a high of 84. Rain tonight with an overnight low of 56 degrees. Right now, it's 70.
Florida's Everglades. A sportsman's paradise. An angler's wonderland. And a big part of Florida's economy. But today, Florida's Everglades is on life support. Florida is doing its part. But now the politicians in Washington are dragging their feet. Don't let Florida's Everglades get swamped by D.C. politics. Visit EvergladesFoundation.org to learn how you can help.
Tired of waiting for your paycheck? Tired of making less than you need? Perkins Express Roofing has immediate openings for salespeople. Great weekly pay, company car, gas allowance, and other benefits. Perkins Express Roofing is the company that's promoting and growing. Call Sean Robinson at Perkins Express Roofing for an interview. 525-2277. 525-2277. Get a good paying career going today at Perkins Express Roofing. 525-2277. Equal opportunity employee. employer. Of course, if you have a leaky or damaged roof, Perkins Express Roofing is the one to trust. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it. Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork. All you have to do is call 525-2277, 525-2277. Then sit back and let Perkins Express Roofing do it all. 525-2277, 525-2277.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 14th and Saturday, February 15th at 8 p.m., the Jacksonville Symphony presents a romantic Valentine at the Jacoby Symphony Hall. Saturday, February 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new poll says family members have a bigger influence than other groups or the media when it comes to decisions made at the ballot box. After the Bernie Sanders win in New Hampshire and still leading in the national polls, several union groups are now publicly coming out against the candidate over the issue of Medicare for All. And a Pew Research survey says climate change still ranks as low priority for voters.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning in. Fast pace, and we will certainly keep you entertained. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, the burn continues out there. There's a big group now on the Democratic side that is against Bernie. Moderates, you could call them that. Unions are now coming out against ODB, Old Dirty Bernie, on the main issue of the Medicare for All pollster. Karen Soltis Anderson.
Bernie Sanders, on the one hand, ought to be very well positioned to sort of cement himself as that firm, true front runner. On the other hand, a problem sort of lingering for him is going to be with the unions there. Again, his health care plan, Medicare for All, would eliminate a lot of the power unions have over that issue. And so this divide in the Democratic Party between those who want unions to have more power and those who want government to have more power is going to play out in a really fascinating way.
As you do know, unions, many of them, 3-4% of their health care payments. That's very cheap compared to the normal individual have to pay 28-30% out there. So that would eliminate, yes, they're, by the way, they got Cadillac plans.
I was going to say that. They got the best health Roger insurance that, you know, you could possibly have. Medicare for All will put them basically in the welfare rolls.
Yeah, this culinary union, I guess they're out of Nevada and other states. They have about 60,000 members of porters, bartenders, and housekeepers. They have come out against Sanders Medicare for All, and then of course the Sanders crowd went after them.
They're rich, that's the reason.
Yeah, they say that, you know, we've had so many decades of our private health insurance, we don't want to see it go away, and it'll certainly will happen. Listen to a clip. Remember during the government shutdowns, listen to New York Times best-selling author Carol Roth says, if you, this is, and by the way, this is a great folks, this is one of the best clips, and I want to get back to the unions in a second, but this is one of the best clips to describe and explain what would happen if the Medicare for All were to take place, especially in a government shutdown.
about the execution piece here. We currently have a government that is shut down over $5 billion. We have a government that does not run anything well outside of perhaps the military, and we know that there's even a lot of waste in the military. Right. So even if we could find this fantasy money somewhere to pay for it, the reality is, why does anybody think that our federal government could actually execute this for 300 million plus people?
You know, she brings up a valid point out there. The cost of all of this, Bernie's, of course, all over the map when it was asked by the unions and by press releases out there when the union groups came out against him.
Vice President Biden said his plan would cost $750 billion over 10 years. If you're talking to a lawmaker, January 2021, and they say, Senator, give me a number, Medicare for all, an approximate number, how much would it cost?
Somewhere between 30 and 40 trillion over a 10-year period.
Just cracks me up.
Where in the world are we going to get this money?
Yeah.
Odds are, if you are watching this, you have health insurance through a private company because two-thirds of all Americans, 217 million people, are covered by private providers, but have a government-run plan instead, Medicare for All, which goes a lot further than the last Democratic president's initial pitch.
Again, that's Peter Ducey from Fox News. It will eliminate. Let me go back real quick. In the 1990s, even into the 2000s, throwing grandma off the cliff, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. It was heavily used when the Republicans wanted to cut the rate of growth of spending. And by the way, Bill Clinton went along with some of these, okay? And you got to give both sides credit. And you did have a very slow rate of government growth, probably the biggest rate of government growth, or the slowest. In other words, the rate wasn't as fast.
Right.
Okay, so there were some government cuts in some departments and some increases in others. Probably under Clinton and the Republicans, much more than Reagan, probably maybe to the 1950s. Okay. Having said all that.
Clinton shut down a lot of military bases, which saved a
ton
of money.
That's true. And he does get credit for a lot of it. But, I mean, but the government shutdowns, the continuing resolutions,
right.
Okay. But anyways, Clinton did cut a lot of government out there. Having said that, that was not military. Welfare, you know, welfare. But having said this, it was, oh, man, the Republicans are coming after your Medicare. And the Democrats did quite well on this. Now the shoe's on the other foot. By going down for a single option, I know the option out there, or at least going down more of the pipeline, the Medicare for All, you have to eliminate the current Medicare and Medicaid system as it is for the government to take over.
Even though they're keeping the same name, so that can give the illusion that, hey, we're going to stay what I've got because the name is saying it's going to be totally different from those currently getting it.
Listen to the former VP of Cigna Health, Wendell Potter. No, he likes Bernie. Oh, no, no. I mean, this is a healthcare official. There will be no job loss. In fact, this job loss that all of you right-wingers and Democrats are saying under Bernie's plan is all propaganda.
Also part of the propaganda campaign of the other side. Yeah, there will be some jobs that will be changed that will no longer be needed when we get to Medicare for All. What Sanders was referring to was a provision of his bill, is also a similar provision in the House bill, that would set aside several billion dollars to help those people whose jobs will no longer be needed to be retrained. Here's another point, though. As I mentioned, a lot of these insurance companies, they actually employ tens of thousands of nurses that can go back to providing care. They're not providing care now, and in many cases, they're a barrier to getting the care that we need.
So he says when you look at a lot of this, he says earlier, a lot of it is propaganda. I got a fun clip to listen to. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Here is a Bernie supporter. By the way, I saw this video yesterday when we got this clip from our staff. Kidney's a young guy, maybe in his early 20s. Sounds good. Doesn't miss a beat. I think this was done through Breitbart. I guess he had a bunch of people went out there, the news group, to interview people. He says, the young guy, and he sounds, I mean, at least he's got his lines down. He says, when he was asked about Bernie Sanders, Democratic Socialist. And the young guy goes, let me tell you what it is, and let me tell you what it isn't. Okay? Go ahead, put him on hold. This clip is classic. Here we go.
So we're here at the Bernie Sanders victory rally. Democratic socialism, people have been attacking it. Explain to us what it is.
Well, I think there's what it is and what it isn't.
Okay, what it is and what it isn't. Okay, that's a great, I mean, I got to give them credit. He prefaces it, throws it back. This is what he says, what it isn't. Democratic socialism, here we go.
Right, I mean, you listen to Bernie explain it, and it's always so relatable. He does it at town halls all the time, and what he says is, this isn't Soviet communism.
He says it isn't Soviet communism. of his democratic socialism.
Okay.
Policies that meet human needs, right, like Medicare for all, which means for health, canceling student debt, getting rid of people's medical debt. I mean, these are policies that are actually popular, right? Like, a majority support these. So for me, democratic socialism is about building a movement of ordinary people that can demand change.
Okay, so here is a trick question I would ask you, you out there listening. Is the democratic socialism supported by Bernie today, which I would not use the comment, it's Soviet-style communism. Some people explain it, oh, he's a communist. In what way? Socialism is not communist. One is government control, which we have in our society today. One is government ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bernie would like to have the government take over, but he still has to have somewhat of the private sector involved, doctors and stuff like that. Of course, they'll be paid by it. But the question I ask you is that because the democratic socialism is in the communist Soviet. I to some of those on the conservative aisle, I think they got to be a little bit wary by just throwing out language. Because I remember right-wingers used to do it to Obama all the time. It was, right. Oh, you know, he's a Nazi. I never bought into that. I never called Obama a communist. But the bottom line is, they say, Bernie Sanders, it's not Soviet style. Technically, it isn't really Soviet style when you look at it, but I'm not trying to soften it. It's bad enough as it is proposed.
Well, you've got the economics of communism and the economics of socialism, and then you've got the arm of the government. And I think when people think of communism, they think of more of the enforcement with the, you know, the police power, the KGB, and the military.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
In many cases. Oh man! By the way, deficits continue to go up. Listen to Mitch McConnell. You ready for this clip? The Senate Majority Republican leader. Hey. Deficits are always going up, no matter who's running the show.
Senate Majority Leader notes trillion-dollar deficits are now the norm with no end in sight.
This has been a persistent problem. No matter who's been in power, there's no question that the deficit has increased dramatically.
Wait.
He's being honest.
It's What's the point? It's becoming the new norm?
Yeah.
Oh, and again, just this part right here, what he said.
A persistent problem, no matter who.
It's a persistent problem, no matter who. Well, that's like saying, hey, you know, I've had a problem being overweight. It's been a persistent problem. Well, you can control that, folks. Don't act like it's some sort of disease that is incurable.
He sounded like he's basically given up and there's no hope.
Do you think they ever had any type of idea they were going to address it?
You know what? I think they talk about it. Talk a good game when they're not in power.
No, yeah. Well, they all talk about it. So coming up next, college donations. We're going to get to you guys in a second. Fascinating story by the Wall Street Journal. Remember our good friend Adam Andrzejewski with the ripoff of the week? He's going to join us later today about colleges raking in billions of dollars, but they still need more of your taxpayer dollars. Wait till you hear this story from the Wall Street Journal. These colleges are raking in the millions and billions and not reporting it, especially from foreign governments. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Your call is coming up next, 904-831-0600. Would you describe Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All Democratic Socialism as communist style from the Soviet Union? I wouldn't. Would you? Or am I wrong? 831-0600. 904-831-0600. We got a lot of guests lined up for you today. Adam Andrzejewski, as far as I know, he's on with us today. The ripoff of the week, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Underwood Jewelers. Email address at WBOB.com, 904-831-0600. Always enjoy hearing from you out there this morning, your views, not mine. Coming up next, this is Talk Radio, WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
He says blunt.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The cruise ship Westerdam, which was turned away by several Asian ports due to virus fears, has docked in Cambodia. There are 2,200 passengers and crew aboard, and Holland America Line says no known cases of the virus have been confirmed on the ship. Meanwhile, Chinese health officials are reporting thousands of new coronavirus cases and 254 new deaths. A settlement has been agreed to between Sudan's government and the families of the victims of the USS Cole attack in 2000. 17 sailors were killed. California billionaire Tom Steyer says he's poised to shock the world with a good showing next week in Nevada's presidential caucuses. Steyer says his campaign is doing fine, despite a poor showing in Iowa and New Hampshire. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Lateman. The St. Johns County Sheriff's Office wants students at Ponte Vedra High School to knock off playing a game. Deputies are afraid someone will get hurt in that game that's called Assassin. News 4 Jax reports that as many as 300 kids divided into teams have been taking part in the organized game, where they try to take one another out using squirt guns, water balloons, and Nerf guns. Even though it sounds harmless, authorities say some players have taken the competition to a dangerous level, wearing camo and carrying realistic weapons off campus. That's raising concerns that things could get out of hand. E-scooters will soon be coming to the streets of Jacksonville. The city council has approved a one-year pilot program allowing those motorbikes in an area between TIAA Bank Field and I-95. Companies that rent out the scooters will have to apply for a city permit. Some people are worried about traffic and safety, but backers say it will give residents and visitors a new fun way to get around. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Mayor Bill de Blasio refuses to protect our police, so we'll be talking to Ed Mullins, the president of the Sergeants Association, to find out why. On the next America First with me, Dr. G. Peter Schweitzer's in studio explaining how much of a threat the Biden crime cartel is to America. Plus, special guest Mini AOC and our weekly Crazy California update with LA radio host and superstar Jennifer Horn.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
The roads are looking pretty empty, so go ahead and take the scenic route to work. You have plenty of time. And get excited because tomorrow is Friday. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
A mix of sun and clouds today and a high of 84 degrees. Lots of rain expected tonight with a low of 56. Currently, it's 70 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Pew Research survey says climate change still ranks as low priority for voters. After the Bernie Sanders win in New Hampshire and still leading in the national polls, several union groups are now publicly coming out against the candidate over the issue of Medicare for All. And the FBI has come out with the safest and least safest cities in North Florida.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, let's squeeze in some calls. We got a lot of news to get to. Let's go to, by the way, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Good morning, Talk Radio. WBOB, Art. Hey, Art, good morning. What's going on this morning?
Hey, morning. So I'm slower than the average bear sometimes. So this free Medicare, because since I'm on the rolls now, I pay my $144, still working, pay my $45, pay my TRICARE for Life $25, $215.
How much do you pay a month on all this?
I pay $215.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if it's free, so did he just create me cash flow?
Art, believe it or not. I'm enjoying your conversation. That is a great question when you think about it.
Yeah, I don't understand free Medicare. To me, free is free is free. Nothing out of my pocket.
Hey, Art, you know, there is, at least on the surface here, when Bernie says, well, if you eliminate the premiums, if you eliminate the deductibles, now technically, Art, sounds like they should be paying you money. If they eliminate it all, he says that is where you'll cover all the costs. But think about it, Art. You pay what did you say, 200 and something a month, right?
Yeah, 215 a month.
If I may ask, do you have to pay a deductible?
I don't know, because I'm prior military, so okay. I got TRICARE for life.
Yeah, but here's the point. And there's a lot like this, Art, there's a lot of guys out there like you that are still working. You're paying, by heaven bless you, man, you're not paying a whole lot of money compared to a lot. So that's awesome.
Oh, I get it. I'm happy with my
situation. But Art, think about this for a second. You and a lot of other those, as you say, TRICARE, and they shouldn't have to pay that much because they serve their country. Their taxes will go, in fact, your taxes will be more than your monthly cost. They've got to make up that money. So either it doesn't go through the income, or Art, you're still working. They're going to take it out of your payroll taxes.
Exactly. I'm thinking something's coming out of me
yeah,
somewhere along the line. But the military thing, when you turn 65, TRICARE for Life takes over. Medicare takes over. They're 80%. TRICARE for Life is 20%. So that's like a kick in the butt to the military guys,
yeah,
because we were promised, health for life, but that's, and we pay for that.
I think you meant more it was a kick in the gut.
I'm with you. And I think he is a communist, just like Russia, because everything goes to the top. They divvy it out, and the workers,
on the surface, I'm just a little wary of using it, because when you think of communism, I think of the hundreds of millions that have died. Like, I don't understand why these guys continue to put pictures of Hitler up with Trump. Trump isn't killing anybody. When you think of Hitler, the first thing you automatically think of is the eradication of the Jews. I mean, you can call him that, and that's fine. I'm just saying I kind of avoid it because I deal with people that don't understand history. So if I bring up a term, they're like, what does that mean?
You're right. We don't the populace, especially the young folks, they don't.
Yeah,
they're clueless. Anyways,
I know.
Good job.
Hey,
I gotta
man.
Go. I'm at work.
Okay, man. All right. Good to talk to you.
In fairness to Sanders, he does want to take the money that's currently going towards insurance premiums and the money that's going towards deductibles and co-payments. He wants to take that, convert that to taxes, and eliminate the insurance company altogether with direct payments to the government. And that, in theory, should eliminate about a third of the cost. However, it's government run. I'd rather figure out a private sector way to do that, but go ahead.
You bring up a valid point. I've thought about this. As you know, I was a former economics reporter. I tell that because new listeners. I have to look at the math. You brought up a very interesting point. Hey, and let's say on the surface, because something had hit me that I overlooked. Roger brings up a valid point. I mean, and Roger doesn't support it. He's just saying, look at least the surface of the Medicare for All. You eliminate the high cost, the deductibles, and it would pay for itself, right?
And there's
one problem.
And the domino effect billing systems and that sort of thing. Go ahead.
Roger, there's one problem. When do you pay for the deductible?
You pay for it every pay period. You have a higher payroll tax.
When do you pay for your end of the deductible?
Currently or under Bernie Sanders' plan?
Both. When you pay for that,
before you get any treatment at all, you have to meet a certain amount.
That's at least cover. Right. Follow me for a second, folks, because this, and by the way, I'm not the sharpest guy in the mornings. Follow me for a second. How many people do you know are paying an $8,000 to $10,000 deductible? No, I understand it's in your Obamacare, but if you're healthy for the next 2-3 years, let's say, and folks, I'm using a low number here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't pay a $10,000 for 3 years. You're not paying $30,000 in deductible. Now think about it. If you're not paying for that, then how can you take that money and use it currently to pay for the healthcare system? In other words, the deductible is only paid when you use it. I know many people that sit back and go, "I go to a walk-in clinic yet. I haven't needed surgery for it." It's the deductibles to cover your end,
right?
Okay, before the healthcare costs come in. If you don't use it, then how can you say, if you're not using it, then how can the government sit back and say, well, just in case we're going to use that current money, if you don't use it to spend it, how can they use that money to pay for your costs?
Well, what you're doing, you're coming out of pocket for small,
do you understand
less
where I'm
expensive
going?
Things, yes.
For example, if you don't use your health care at the end of the year, a lot of people through health care savings accounts say, maybe you should fund it back to me, and which is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting at is that, and I'm not saying you, Roger, but follow me, I don't want to get too deep in the woods. Maybe I'm not properly explaining it. If you're not paying the deductible, let's say everybody and their brother is paying the deductible every month.
Okay.
You could take that. Well, for all the deductibles, you would have to pay. We're going to cover the health care cost. What if you don't pay a deductible? What if you have good, like Roger, fit? Roger hadn't needed surgery for 8 years.
Well, you're paying the deductible in a certain sense. Well, not deductible. You're paying it for incidental smaller things along the way. You may not reach 100% of what your policy calls for, but you're paying for every time you have to pay out of pocket, that's contributing toward your deductible. Am I right?
Not all, no. You're paying for your cost. The deductible that's told in a healthcare policy.
You spoke about, you just go to these, these clinics.
Yeah, you can pay $40 to $50 a month or 70.
That's part of your deductible.
No, that's a service you're paying to have a concierge as a doctor.
But that goes toward your deductible amount.
No, I'm paying it every month. It goes for, I can get my blood test and everything else out there. The deductible is used for main surgeries and for other big things out there. Why do you think there's an $8,000 to $10,000? There's no $8,000 to $10,000 deductible on getting some pills from a doctor. I pay a monthly through healthcare. I also have a private doctor where I can, man, it's quick, like a walk-in clinic. You don't have to pay it. You're just paying for a service out there.
Okay.
It's like a doctor comes to your house.
Maybe I've got really good insurance. What I thought the deductible at least was is that, you know, if you have an $8,000 deductible, everything up to $8,000 in a given year, you have to come out of pocket for. But once you hit $8,001, that's when your insurance company kicks in.
You're
spending something along the way. Every time you get a prescription filled or whatever, that's going toward that $8,000.
No, you're paying a premium. You still got to pay the deductible after the premium.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm wrong, correct me, but I know my math on this one. Having said this, let's say you don't use your deductible. Well, if you sat back and said, well, what they were going to pay for the deductible, well, I can't go on. If everybody was like, let's say that your insurance premiums were $500 and then they got jacked up to $10,000 a month. Okay, you might have a plausible argument. Most of the cost comes through a lot of times through the deductible. If you don't use your deductible, then maybe some people are saying, well, if I'm using that, my premium's helping pay for that or whatever, then maybe you should get a cost back to that. But your monthly cost are separate in many cases from the deductible, which you're going to have to pay out of pocket.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, if you're not using the deductible, I don't know how Bernie can use that as a current cost.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Even he said he didn't know how much it was going to really cost. He's estimated $30 trillion over 10 years.
42 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're looking good for the most part, but expect some pickup in our normal areas, like I-10 eastbound headed into downtown and northbound on the Buckman Bridge. But you're all set for now. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
A mix of sun and clouds today and a high of 84 degrees. Lots of rain expected tonight with a low of 56. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
The month of February contains many happy events, but now February marks a very special occasion for the Boger family and Boger Shoes. This February, Erica and Brett Boger will celebrate their daughter Skylar's third birthday. And to help celebrate Skylar's birthday, Boger Shoes is having a fantastic sale on baby shoes for the entire month of February. This month, when you purchase a pair of baby shoes at regular price, you can purchase another pair at 50% off. That's right, get 50% off your second pair. And spring is just around the corner, so check out Boger Shoes' new spring arrivals and their beautiful newly remodeled store. For 63 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by 4 board-certified podiatrists on staff. Stop by Boger Shoes on Park Street in Five Points today and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen since I started working here in 1980 is how we have to travel to the world markets to buy. There are a bunch of things that cause this, but the biggest has to do with Underwood's quality standard. For example, in diamonds, we have to see and gemologically evaluate a diamond to see if it'll fit inside our stringent quality standards. If we're at the market, whether it's in New York, Hong Kong, Africa, or India, we have the huge selections to pick from, and our standard will never be compromised. We get the prices we expect for Underwood quality. And as a result, we control our diamond stock instead of a diamond dealer just sending us what he wants us to have, and we're able to offer these beautiful, carefully selected diamonds that we're proud to put the Underwood name on. And they're available right now at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Pew Research survey says climate change still ranks as low priority for voters. The FBI has come out with the safest and least safest cities in North Florida. And Career Builder says more young people are demanding their companies they work for take stands on political issues.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
So Steve Beeman's in town. We got him coming up. Man, one of the best financial guys.
Great.
Yeah, we'll talk about a lot of this, but the Bernie's plan and the deductibles and things like that. Yes. Yeah, because like I said, some people are emailing me going, you know, Roger's right. And Roger, as I said, Roger did have a point, but like I have a concierge. I don't have any deductible for that. So different plans for different areas. But remember, the healthcare premium is different. Premium now. Than what you pay for deductible. Sometimes you may pay towards your doctor, can go along with that. Depends on the plan
right
out there. But hey, Roger, we have so many choices out there. Maybe we do need to go for a Medicare for all. One size fits all. How about that?
You know, I don't like the idea of a government-run monopoly because you get no customer service. There's no motivation incentive for the government to give you anything more than they're giving you at the post office.
Without boring people real quick, that's one of the reasons why many doctors don't want to take any new Medicaid patients.
Uh-huh.
And listen, I know many people out there, they don't like putting their kids on Medicaid because the doctors don't even look at current Medicaid patients for the most part, and now you want to expand it. I mean, that's the whole thing. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Oh, boy. Bernie wants to talk about Bernie. I love that. Hey, Bernie, good morning.
Good morning. If he gets elected, I'm changing my freaking name.
Hey, Bernie. Bernie, hold on. Bernie, that's real funny. Quick. Bernie, you ready for this? Remember when Howard Dean, remember when he ran for president?
Yep.
You ready for this? My father's name is Dr. Howard Dean, and my mom's maiden name was Edwards. And it was so Bernie. You think Bernie's joking? I think he's correct. It was embarrassing for my dad.
Okay, well, here's a point I got, which for me on my end is I'm self-employed by myself, no employees, subcontractor. Well, when Obamacare came out, it was going to cost me $1,000 a month in premium and $12,000 a year in deductible. Which, you know, that was like over 20% of my gross income each year. And I'm like, so I haven't had health insurance, actually, since I was 18. I'm 58 now. I've had health insurance maybe 10 out of 40 years. So I'm very healthy, believe it or not.
Right.
But now, all of a sudden, I'm going to be shelling that freaking money out in higher taxes if Bernie gets his Medicare for all, and that'd be costing me a dime. And if I needed to go to the doctor, I paid for it out of my own pocket.
By the way, interesting question for all you libs out there listening to this. Bernie, when you have to pay that, how do you make up that money?
What do you say that again?
I want the liberals to listen to this. When your costs go up under Obamacare, you got to make that money somewhere. What do you do?
Well, I didn't. I didn't pay into Obamacare. I did not carry health.
Right.
I haven't carried health insurance since then.
Well, hold on.
So if Bernie comes with Medicare for all and all of a sudden I'm getting nailed, I have no way to make up that money.
Right. What? No. Yeah, you can make up that money. If you had to pay for it, are you going to absorb the cost or are you going to pass it on to other people?
In my business, I'm labor only, so my rates are fixed. I can't pass it on to other people.
I just
have to work longer hours of the day.
Well, wait a second. What do you mean what are you, union? What do you mean your rates are fixed? Explain that.
I do kitchen and bath cabinetry installation, so I'm paid by the piece. So if I average $400 a day, but now I need to make $500, it takes me longer. I have to work more hours to make that money. Because I can't do it any faster than I do it now, especially being half an old freaking man.
Right, and Bernie, you know, as a business owner, and by the way, the kitchen cabinetry business is incredible when you watch how they do it. You live in everybody and their brother claims they can do it now these days, and you got to keep a tight cost, otherwise you are losing business.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. I mean, most of ours is all in new construction, and they all use professionals. You know, I don't go do anything for the individual homeowners.
Okay.
It's all for building contractors doing new homes.
No wonder the cost is fixed. Okay, because, you're dealing with the bigger,
He's competing with illegal labor.
I am competing. Well, not in my business at my end. I do mostly high-end stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, the lower-end stuff has some illegal labor in it, but the higher-end stuff doesn't. It's all pretty much older skilled tradesmen. But when we're gone, guess what?
Hey, real quick, how's the economy looking? I mean, is it consistent? Is it slowed down? Is it increased when you're in your field?
It's been pretty steady now for about the last 3 to 4 years,
but
mainly because of all the growth in St. John's County. Most of the houses we do houses are $500,000 plus for the sale price of the house.
You must be doing Roger's house.
I have to get up to that $10 million house.
Wow.
That was funny.
Hey, Bernie, I'm glad you called this morning, man.
All right, y'all have a good one.
I bet you Bernie's one of those guys that takes, I do a lot of bass fishing. Uh-huh. And if I get a chance, let's say I'm on my way to Tallahassee on the weekend, I'll take the rods with me and I hit a little pond, if I can legally not jump the fence. You know what? Half these guys tell me, we go out and we bring our fishing rods because all these big houses have these ponds.
Yeah, I think they're required to have that because it helps with flooding and that kind of stuff.
I would never get anything done. No. 52 minutes after 6 a.m., Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're looking good for the most part, but expect some pickup in our normal areas, like I-10 eastbound headed into downtown and northbound on the Buckman Bridge. But you're all set for now. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Partly cloudy today and a high of 84 degrees. Lots of rain this evening and a low of 56. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
My name is Sheila. I did hard drugs and alcohol in my early 20s, but it all stopped once I got pregnant with my daughter. I remained clean and sober for 20 years, and then, after going through a divorce, I relapsed. Coming into CRM's Life Builders Recovery Program, I had never been in any sort of program. I came in angry, not wanting to do things God's way. I didn't realize how deep my problems were. It truly took losing everything to be at a place where life could begin. There's nothing that compares to what I feel now. I've experienced God's unconditional love for me, and I've seen my relationships with God and my family restored and strengthened. I now have a fire inside of me and a hope for my future and God's plan for my life.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
That it seems to be geared toward is to ensure that the most vulnerable people in this country get the short end of the stick. The racist roots of work. Work requirements do not support work, they harm families.
This is Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat
from Texas, the budget, which isn't going anywhere, the Trump budget, wants to put work requirements. We talked about this. Work requirements on those that are on, welfare, EBT, federal programs. Then they want to give block grants to the states when it comes to Medicaid spending, which is great. States want it anyways. They can control the dollar. And it comes to those that need it for at least hopefully a short term out there. But Sheila Jackson Lee says that the proposals by work requirements are racist, and it all goes back to the days of slavery. I am not making this up.
Well, 700,000 people will likely lose food assistance as states begin to implement the Trump administration's expanded SNAP time limit. And what they're gearing it toward is that in slavery, they begin to characterize the descendants of enslaved Africans as lazy. That's all the stereotypes. And there were laws put in place that if you were picking cotton, you couldn't get assistance. And so this document is trying to uproot the long belief that poor people, particularly African Americans, and now immigrants and others, are lazy. This budget clearly emphasizes that, unfortunately, racially charged direction. In cutting Medicaid, in cutting nutrition programs, in cutting housing.
So they're telling them that there has to be work requirements. They even said part-time.
Now, does it also require, could you substitute vocational training for the work requirements like Clinton could?
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. And I'm all for that. But why is it, by the way, this also has a major effect on poor white people as well, folks. Hello.
Probably more poor white people than there are poor black people.
My point that I'm saying is that they're still going to have benefits. You're just cutting them a little bit to transition them over, Roger. That's how it is, right? They're not just going to eliminate you off the benefits. You got it like the Clinton welfare. And somehow this is racist? I'm trying to follow this.
I can't see anything racist about helping people to improve their lot in life. If they're allowed to go to get some vocational training or maybe do some volunteer work, build that resume, do some work, they're eventually going to get off of welfare. That's a good thing.
Congresswoman, President Clinton signed into law historic legislation to reform welfare that had a work requirement in the TANF program, and it led to historic drops in caseload. Why? Because people were getting off of welfare and getting onto the ladder of economic opportunity. The only thing that we do
is... I voted against that bill.
The only thing we do in this budget is expand it to food stamps, expand it to Medicaid, and expand it to housing, because we think it's a principle that will lead to more opportunity rather than less.
She voted for a bill that was very successful. By the way, Bill Clinton should get credit for that. All out of the Republic. By the way, I got to be honest here. I would go back to the Clinton economy except for the tax increases. Mm-hmm. I would go back to the Clinton economy any day of the week. When a lot of you email me going, well, it was the Republicans. Bill Clinton had to sign that legislation for it to happen.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a veto-proof majority.
In fairness, Newt Gingrich forced his hand, though.
They did a lot of it. But Clinton campaigned on this as well. But, I mean, by the way, a lot of this was done after Clinton got reelected. He didn't have to do some of these things, okay? So I got to give credit where credit is due. But the bottom line, the welfare to work worked.
Yeah.
It did. And, I voted against that bill. The Democrats supported it, and it worked. How can you say it did? It was the Obama, and by the way, the Obama and many Republican state governors that allowed the process to kind of wither on the vines, as they say, because they didn't want to enforce all the laws. When there's a law that's passed, it gets sunsetted.
So
you have to revisit it.
So people getting off of welfare and now on the ladder of success, working, bringing in real money, getting that house with the picket fence in the suburbs, that's a worse thing to have happen than stay on welfare for life.
Yeah, it's slavery.
In Section 8 housing.
Yeah, I didn't understand the picket, cotton picket. I didn't understand that part. Picking cotton. Who's her speechwriter? That's what I want to know anyway. Because, I mean, I like how they do the things. I mean, man, I should hire them. You can spin things around and get a lot of TV publicity. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio, WBOB.